page 95. Right? 95, Emmanuel?
No, 94.
No, Peter.
Yeah,
95.
You finished the paragraph?
Yeah. Tishmo alocha, guard your brain. Lachen, therefore, kol mi sherotze lichyot tov, anyone who wants to live well, to live good, hu tzarich lehatchil lishmor al ma shehu machnis lamoach shelo. He has to begin guarding what he puts into his brain. Derech pitchei harosh, through the openings of the head, haoznaim, ha'einaim, ha'af, ha'peh, the ears, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. Shelo yikanes lemocho, that won't enter his brain, שום בדל של פסולת עברה, not even a bit of filth and bad types. שום דעה של שקר, and not false opinion, no false opinions. וכפירה, הבל ובלבוז זמן, nonsense, emptiness, and wasting time. Okay? Like reading the newspaper. המוח זה הדבר הכי חשוב באדם. The brain is the most important thing by a man. כל אחד שירצו להחדיר לו איזה גוף זר למוח, anyone which they would want, people would want to put into his brain an external thing, just to put it down inside his brain, make an operation, put something in there. כמה הוא יתנגד להילחם על חייו, how much he's going to have a position, he's going to fight for his life. No, I don't want this. הוא יודע שברגע שהמוח נפגע הוא בסכנה למות או להיות משותף. Because he knows that once the brain is hurt, he's in danger of death, or he might be paralyzed, who knows? רחמנא ליצלן, וכל שכן מדברים רוחניים, or the most of spiritual things, שרואה ושומע, that one sees and hears, זה ממית את האדם ברוחניות. This kills a person spiritually. Or לכל הפחות גורם לו נחות רוחניות. Or at least it causes him a spiritual disability. שכל כולו תאווה וחמדה בלי שליטה, בלי שליטה. That he all becomes lust and coveting without no control. מאחר שדברים אלה נעשים חלק מהאדם, because these things become part of a man, מזעמים את כל המערכת הרוחנית והנפשית שלו, and they pollute all his spiritual and mental system. Pollute, that's the word, like pollution, right? לפי השכל הזה, according to this understanding, האדם יכול ממש להבין את כל החיים. A man can really understand his whole life. להבין למפרע את כל מה שהיה איתו עד היום. To understand retroactively everything that he had until today, that happened with him till today. ולהבין מה הוא צריך לעשות לאבא. He has to understand. Now he can understand what he has to do for the future. From now on. כדי לחיות טוב, in order to live good. וכל אחד יוסיף מדעתו על פי האמור כאן, וילקח, ילמד לקח. And everyone can add, according to his personal experience, to what he wrote here, and learn, take a lesson from this. יתחיל להתבונן על מעגל החיים שלו, and he'll start looking into his circle of life, his life circle. למה הוא נחשף, מה נחשף על המוח, what was he נחשף, exposed to, and what entered his brain. ויתחיל למלא את המוח, and he'll begin filling up his brain, רק ואך ורק בחומר טוב ובונה, only with good chomer, with good stuff. Metaken, fix them. You can build with them, you can fix with them. Nerafel mechaye estat, I can heal you and give you life. Which is a Torah Kedusha. Da'at. Let's fill up our brain with da'at. All of our suffering in lives is because bad knowledge we had. And all of our good time in life is because good stuff we put in our life. עיין עוד בהמשך מאמר אור החיים. Look further on in what the אור החיים said yesterday with the אור החיים here. שכותב שלמרות שבאמת לכתחילה אפשר להתגבר על היצר הרע, אך ורק על דרך הדרות המחשבה, that even though that in truth a person can actually could overcome the Yetzirah only through distancing himself from seeing bad things and understanding and thinking about bad things. אפילו אם כבר נכשל בריאת עין ומחשבה, even a Jew has the power to overcome new, fresh again, even though he stumbled and he saw what he saw and he thought what he thought, all kinds of bad things, ולנצח את האהבה בכוח הנשמה האלוקית שבו, into victory over this taira and the power of the godly neshama that he has in him. עיין שם דבריו והריחות שמתארץ הכל הנכון על פי סדר הפלוגים. Over there, the Al-Khan lengthy explains how this works. Even if a person fell, wherever he fell, doesn't make a difference. He could start from now fresh to have only good things in his brain, clean out all the bad things. Oh, by a night, light in the eyes. וזה מה שכתוב בספרים הקדושים. So it's written in the Holy Spirit. שהאור של המנורה זה האור של התורה הקדושה. The light of the menorah, Rabbi Samidrash, is the light of the Torah הקדושה. כי באמת בלי התורה העולם הזה הוא חושך נורא. Because באמת, without Torah, this world is a complete awesome darkness. התורה היא אור של החיים ושל כל העולם. The Torah is the light of life and the light of the whole world. התורה היא המתיקות של העולם. The Torah is the sweetness of the world. החן של העולם, the grace of the world. היופי של העולם, the beauty of the world. בלעדיה, without it, רע מאוד. Without the Torah is very bad. אי אפשר להגדיר את גודל הרע של העולם הזה בלי התורה הזו שם. It's impossible to define how great the bad of this world is without the Holy Torah. זה דבר שרואים בחוש. It's something we see clearly. שכל מי שזוכה להתקרב לתורה, anyone who married, to get close to Torah, איך נראים לו החיים? His life is shining. איך משתנים לו החיים? His life changes. כל הזמן אני פוגש אנשים שמספרים לי באיזה גיהנום הם היו חיים. I always meet people that tell me what kind of גיהנום they used to live. וקיבלו ספר או דיסק והשתנו להם החיים לטובה. They received one of the books of Avarush. Or a CD, and their life changed for the good. We have to understand that it doesn't make a difference. Again, like, it's clear, but I still want to say this, that even if it could be someone who learns Torah his whole life, he's not living Torah life. He could be very sad and going through a lot of emotional problems, a lot of issues. Only through the Torah, with Da'at of Emunah, can the Pnimius of the Torah, one can go through the life image with happiness and joy, even though he's going through whatever mashverim is going through. So that's why a lot of people, I personally, I could just tell you for myself, I grew up Haredi and I went to yeshivas and everything. And I was a very sad person. You could ask my wife. She knew me also before I became blessed. It was very sad to see me, I'm telling you. It was a homage. It was a tzuf. You learned Torah, so why aren't you happy? If you don't have avodah, right? Kedusha, avodah, emunah. You don't have to be blessed to have this. I'm not saying you have to be blessed. A person can have emunah without being blessed. Okay? It's different. You have to connect with the tzaddik. Okay? But then, the chush. Anyone who was. Grew up in the Haredi world and became blessed, will tell you the difference between the light and the darkness. I've always said here a few months ago, maybe a year ago, maybe. He said here, "Ha'olam nimitza b'choshech gadol." The world is in a great darkness. And I'm not talking about the outside world. Of course they're in darkness. The yeshiva world. That's what he said. I heard my own ears. He said it in public. The yeshiva world is in a very big darkness. That's Tommy said it. It's beautiful. It's better to learn Torah than not to maybe to do other things. But sometimes a person, his Torah goes everything you know to her. Shem Rachem. כן? בלי אמונה, בלי דעת, a person suffers in the world. He suffers, anyone knows. Everyone here, everyone in this room could testify that. Right? Yeah. פשוט. הרצון תלוי בעיניים. The will depends on the eyes. העיקר שבאנו לחזק כאן הוא עניין שמירת העיניים. The main thing that we want to strengthen here is the union of guarding the eyes. שעל ידו אפשר לזכות לשפע אלוקי עד רוח הקודש. Through this, one can merit this שפע אלוקי that we spoke about in Torah Chafalet and Tete Moran until one can merit רוח הקודש here in this generation. על ידו אפשר לזכות את טהרת הלב. Through this, a person can merit purifying his heart. לב טהור זה גן עדן בעולם הזה. To have a pure heart is living in Gan Eden in this world. Ki mi sheyesh lo lev tahor, because one who has a pure heart, lev ohev, a loving heart, shirat noten, he only wants to give, lo mekaneh ve'af echad. He's not jealous of anyone. Ki tov lo alev, he's happy, he feels good with himself. Hu sameach ba'atzachah shel kulam, he's happy with everyone's success. Hu rotzeh ba'atzachah shel kulam, he wants everyone to be successful. The Kitzur is Gan Eden. He doesn't care what the other, what is this. He has his own personal life. Ta'ikal is kot ha'ratzon. The main thing is, he merits will. Ma'u ha'davar hachi tov she'eshar lizkot lo ba'olam hazeh? What's the best thing a person can merit in this world? Ma'u ha'davar shehu ha'si shel ha'siim she'eshar lekavod lizkot lo ba'olam hazeh? What is the thing which is breaks all, and it's the top of the top, that person can merit, to hope to merit in this world. הדבר הזה הוא הרצון לקדושה. The will to holiness. אדם שיש לו רצון לקדושה. Person who has a will to holiness. הוא רק רוצה להתקרב להשם. All he wants is to get close to Hashem. הוא עומד בתפילה וכולו גדול להשם. מסתיין לדוד. And he's just yearning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kula avat Hashem, and Tzipion Hashem. And he's all love Hashem, and yearning to Hashem. The Torah, to do his Torah and mitzvahs. If you learn Torah, b'kayel ga'agua, he learned Torah with such yearning. Oseh mitzvah, b'kadosh simcha, he does the mitzvah with such happiness. Lachen, ratzon l'kdusha, זה דבר הכי טוב בעולם. Therefore, the will to kdusha is the best thing in the world. Best thing I get after to a person. שמדבק את האדם להשם, it cleaves a person together with Hashem. רצון אותיות צינור. רצון, will, is the same letters as צינור, a pipe. ישר להשם, לי הקדמות ציורים. This is direct pipe, direct channel, to הקדוש ברוך הוא, the will. מהצד השני, and on the other hand, מהו הדבר הכי גרוע בעולם? What's the worst thing in the world? הדבר שהכי הכי הורס לאדם את כל החיים, את כל הקשר עם התכלית. The thing that destroys the man his whole life and all his connection to the purpose of life, הדבר הזה הוא היצר של אותה תאווה. This thing is the desire to this taiva, the bad taiva. היצר שמטה את האדם לחטוא בחטאים החמורים והקשים האלה. The yetzer that makes a person mistake to make these horrible sins, very, very difficult, very, very hard sins. כי התאווה החמורה והתמאה הזאת ממלאת את האדם ברצונות רעים. Because this bad taiva fills a person with bad wills. אדם שרק פותח את העיניים, a person just opens his eyes, תכף הוא מתמלא ברצונות רעים. Immediately he fills up with bad wills. תאוות רעות, bad taivas. אש בוערת בו. Fire is burning him. רוח שטות נכנסת בו. A spirit of foolishness enters him. הוא חי בגהנום. He lives in hell. כל הזמן רצונות ואורים רעים בוערים בו לדברי העבירה שאינם כלום. All the time he'll have in him bad thoughts, bad wills burning in him to do averas, which are nothing, really. Avera. Ze keneged ze. כמובן שכל הרצונות הרעים הללו, of course that all these, it's obvious that all these bad wills הם כנגד הרצונות הקדושה שהיו יכולות לו. They're as opposed to the wills of holiness that he could have had. וזה מסביר למה מי שנופל את גרמי העיניים במחשבה. So this explains that someone who falls into blemishing in the eyes or in the thoughts לא יכול להתחבר עם שום דבר שבקדושה. He cannot connect to anything of קדושה. כי הוא לא יכול לרצות את קדושה בזמן שהוא רוצה חול. A person cannot want קדושה in the time that he wants physical things, the tumah. לכן אנשים מאבדים את כל החשק שלהם ללמוד ולהתפלל עד שלא מסוגלים אפילו לפתוח ספר. They lose all their desire, all their will to learn Torah, to daven, until they can't even open a book. כמה פעמים באים אליי ההורים שבוכים על הילד שלהם שאין לו חשק לפתוח סידור. How many times parents come to me crying that their son does not want to open a book, it doesn't have חשק to learn, to open a holy gemara, זה בגלל שפגם גמים קשים אסורים, it's all because he blemished. And these horrible things. ונהרס, נהרס לו רצון הקדושה, he destroyed his will to holiness. שכאמור, זה הדבר הכי טוב שיש בעולם. You say that's the best thing a person can have. ולכן צריך לשמור עליו יותר מכל דבר אחר. That's why a person has to guard this will through guarding his eyes. He'll guard the will of Dusha more than anything else. You want to guard your eyes. Because when you open your eyes, you lose the will to holiness. כמה אנחנו מתפללים לעבור יום נקי בלי פגמי עיניים? How much do we pray, those who do half an hour a day, to go through one clean day without blemishing in our eyes? מתחננים לעבור ברחוב בלי פגע. We're pleading, begging Hashem to go in the street, to go from here to the house without getting hurt. בלי שנראה משהו שיהרוס לנו דבר הטוב ביותר שיש בעולם. Without that we'll see something that will destroy this best thing that we have, which is רצון לקדושה. לעומת זאת, on the other hand, there are people שלא רק שלא עושים את המאמצים לשמור את זה, not only they don't do the ishtadlus, right? The effort to guard themselves, or they mevi'im al atzmam et ha'oyev, they bring on upon themselves the enemy, they buy themselves an iPhone, they have internet, iPhone, the letters of Niuf. Everyone knows this, right? ומתמאים את עצמם ונכשלים בעל כוחם. They contaminate themselves and they fall even though they don't want to, they fall. So now I want to tell you that now a person learned this, that when he goes to his bodhidut on this and guarding the eyes, he has now something else to add to his bodhidut. What does he have to add to his bodhidut? Hashem, I want to have only Ratzon HaKadosh, I only want to have will, so please help me. Help me guard my eyes, if I know. If I open my eyes, I lose my will. I want to have cheshek to get up in the morning early. I want to have cheshek to open the Gemara. I want to have cheshek. So give it. I want to have cheshek. I want to have the good desire. Help me to close my eyes. Okay. Now listen.
So tomorrow.